It's September 21st, 2007, and this is 508, a show about Worcester. Today on the show, we have Kevin Kassen. Kevin, how are you doing?
Good, very good.
Also, Bruce the Snow Ghost Russell. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. And also Brendan Mellican. Brendan, do you have your headphone issues worked out now?
I think we're doing okay. Thank you, Mike.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, today we'll be talking about homelessness in Worcester. We'll be talking about the city council election, military recruiting in the schools, a lot of topics. Let's jump right in. This week, we're finally announcing the Worcester High School that had the most kids opting out of having their personal information given to military recruiting. This form they filled out, this opt-out form, happened last year. And actually, Kevin and I, who are both on the show today, announced a contest that we would have to encourage kids to fill out this form. And it turns out that Worcester Vocational High School did a fantastic job, upwards of 40%. They did rock. Well, Voc is awesome. Everybody knows this. Actually, the 12th graders from last year had almost half of them opting out. The 11th graders had more like 40%, and the winners of the contest ended up being the 11th graders. Kevin, I wonder if you could have any comments on this.
Well, for me, this one thing just jumped out was it was a big boost for Voc from last year, and it was really good to see such a strong increase in their numbers. And to me, that says that they actually paid attention to the contest, that the contest caught their attention and folks up there actually worked on increasing the numbers to kind of protect student privacy.
Other schools on there also really shifted from last year, some of them doing better and some of them doing worse, which is really interesting to me. It makes me think that these numbers have less to do with sort of the culture of the students or the neighborhood where the school is, and more to do with, is somebody on the faculty of the school, maybe an assistant vice principal or whatever, pushing opting out that year, maybe downplaying opting out that year, and that it's more of a year-to-year thing and less of a school-to-school thing?
That's my guess. I think, you know, also just the function of how many times was it sent over the public announce system in the school, or how motivated the guidance counselor was, definitely. And so it changes from year to year at some of the schools. So I think that only increases the importance of any of us publicizing this and reminding folks of the importance of protecting privacy data.
So anyone who's interested in looking at the opt-out statistics can go to worcesteractivist.org/opt-out. There was an interesting article this week in the paper about homelessness. I'm traveling on the road, so I'm mostly getting my information about Worcester from the newspaper. And this is an article about the city manager's homelessness task force. They had a meeting which apparently was very civil. The headline of the article says, "Homeless people finding housing, fewer use PIP, smock beds fill." And this was surprising to me because when I was in Worcester, I hadn't noticed a big change in the number of people who were homeless in the city. This article says that on Tuesday, the number at the PIP shelter was down to 87, that on Labor Day it had been down to 57, that the PIP can legally have 88, and that last winter, for example, it had 100. I'm really skeptical of the implication of the headline of this article, which is that there's been some big change at the PIP. I think that this is a combination of two things, at least from talking to people in the city of Worcester. This seems like this is maybe a combination of two things. One is that on Labor Day, the weather was fantastic, so anybody who wanted to live outside could live outside, and that it was like the third of the month, so people who were getting their monthly check-in were getting that in, and if they didn't want to stay at the PIP shelter, they would get themselves a couple of nights at a motel or whatever. Maybe the other factor would be that the PIP census numbers are notoriously inaccurate, and that this may just have to do with how they're counting people, or how attentive they are to counting people, or how inattentive they are to counting people. I wanted to ask Bruce, you're a big volunteer at the Mustard Seed Soup Kitchen in Worcester, and you hang out at some soup kitchens around the city. Have you had the impression this year that homelessness has somehow gone down in the city at all?
No, I don't get that impression at all. I mean, I know from the experience and from last year around this time that a lot of people who were like living in the shelter or sleeping on the street or out in the woods during the winter, would find themselves in in jail so they can go to have a place to live for the winter, and you come back out in the spring. That's always been my experiment about that.
I thought it was odd in the paper that they're comparing the current numbers to the numbers in the winter. Those are the only sort of past numbers that they're really giving you. And of course, at this time of year, the weather's not bad at all. In the winter, that's when people would really feel the need to go into the PIP shelter, which I've never stayed at the PIP, but everybody who's stayed there that I've talked to is like, it's a horrible place, and they would rather not be there if they have any other option.
I haven't even gone there either, so.
Well, there you go. Finally, this week, I wanted to talk about the city council election. Brendan, what's been going on with that?
Well, I don't think much really changed since last week when we spoke. I mean, Gary, you know, threw his hat in, or his hard hat in, earlier this week. I think we were bordering on a Mike Dukakis moment there down at City Hall with the hard hat in tow. But yeah, I mean, I think the only other news really was that Grace Ross is not going to be running for mayor. I think a couple of people were looking forward to that. And Kate Toomey bowed out as well, too. So I guess we're kind of right back to where we thought we would be early spring, you know, with the folks running for mayor that we expected to be running for mayor. So we'll see how that goes. And I guess now the only thing we can hope for is a solid turnout in November, which is going to take a lot of work to get warm bodies out to the polls this year.
Kevin, I know you've been working on the Grace Ross campaign a little bit. Do you have any idea, any sense of why Grace decided not to go for being the mayor?
I think it was a back-and-forth discussion. I think there were folks both in the campaign and outside the campaign that were, like Brendan said, really excited and interested in having Grace run. I think there was others that talked about the importance of focusing on getting on the council and dedicating time and energy to working there and to building the consensus among councillors, as opposed to having the mayorship role and picking up the additional responsibilities with that.
We should mention that on last week's show, I talked about how I thought that the Worcester Republican blog endorsing Bill McCarthy for city council was going to curse him and make him lose. But in fact, this didn't happen. What happened was, his father-in-law became ill, and so he had to drop out of the race. So certainly my prayers are with him. Other than that, I don't think that there has been any real change in the landscape for city council in the last week. I want to thank all you guys for being on the show today and dealing with the always interesting technical difficulties. Kevin Kassen, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Brendan, thanks to you also.
Anytime, Mike.
And Bruce Russell, keep on rocking.
All the time.